Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Today, we're back with our fun facts unit. Okay, we're going to have another fun fact for you. It's about watching a funny video that somebody might take of you. But then, have you ever watched a video of yourself and you listen to your voice and you're like, that's not what I sound like.
That's right. In your mind, you sound like this.
But yeah, you sound one way.
Your voice kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
That's not me.
That's not me. There's something wrong with the sound on this video.
Or
if you listen to a sound recording of your voice.
Yeah, you can just record your voice, not with the
pictures.
Who is
that? That's me? No way. Right. We're going to find out why this is. I'm interested because sometimes I don't even recognize
you
my
sing.
Own voice. Yeah, sort of.
Well, you
in a way.
You perform with your voice. Do you ever hear performances not of you talking, but of you singing, and it also sounds different?
Yeah, it never quite sounds the way it does in my head.
Interesting. So it's not just talking, it's not your talking voice, it's also your singing voice.
Yeah, it always sounds a little bit different. If you've ever wondered what's up with that, you're
going
to find out
what's going on
today.
I want to know.
Let's get to today's fun fact.
Tell me.
Reading.
Fun facts. Your friend is showing you a funny video she took of you. It's cute, but you can't help but notice how odd your voice sounds. Why does your recorded voice sounds so different from what you expected? A. Because people always compare their voices to their friends. B. Because people use high-pitched voices when they're talking with friends. C. Because people usually hear their voices vibrating inside their own heads. You're hitting the right note if you chose C. When we speak, we hear our voices through our own heads. This makes our voices sound deeper and more resonant. When you hear your voice recorded, you hear it how other people do. It likely sounds strange to you. That's because the version of a person's voice they hear most often becomes the one they prefer. This is called the mirror exposure effect. Luckily, though, this means that the people around you probably prefer your voice as they hear it.
All right, the fun fact begins today by saying your friend is showing you a funny video she took of you.
It's funny.
Yeah, you're joking around with your friend. Somebody pulls out their smartphone and starts filming it, as they do these days. Everything is filmed, everything
is
photographed, everything is on Facebook forever.
Yep.
It will always be there, every embarrassing or funny moment is
absolutely
preserved.
We've all experienced this. As it says, as it continues, it says, it's cute, but you can't help but notice how odd your voice sounds, right? So when you watch the video back, you know, a minute later or a few hours, days later, whatever, when you watch it back, you can't help but notice how odd your voice sounds. When something is odd, basically it's strange, it's weird, it's not what we expect, it's definitely unusual. And when you can't help but do something, what does that mean?
It just means that you can't stop yourself.
Can't stop yourself.
From doing something.
Yeah.
Can't help but notice just means, well, you basically have to notice this. It's inescapable. It can't get away from you. You notice it right away.
Absolutely.
Because it's obvious.
When I come home on a hot summer day, I can't help but turn on the air conditioner.
Yes.
The first thing when I walk in the door. Even if the phone's ringing, I'll turn on the air conditioner. I can't stop myself. I can't help but do that.
So the question before us is, why does your recorded voice sound so different from what you expected? If you record something, it means that you document it using, say, a recording device. You can record things with your smartphone, as we said. It can mean to film something, or it can mean to just take an audio recording, which is a recording of the sound.
That's right.
For example, like a CD, that's a recording. Or this program is a recording. Radio, those are recordings that we're hearing, unless they're live, of course.
True.
And to expect something means you think something will be a certain way. You might expect that the movie is going to be great, and then you get there, and it's just kind of, aw, disappointing.
Basically, yeah.
It's not what you expected. So,
right.
When you're listening to a recording of your voice, you expect that it's going to sound majestic and tough.
Just
and
the way it sounds in your head.
It's going to sound the way that you think it sounds, but then it doesn't. So, let's take a look at the options, the explanations for why this could be.
Okay, so yeah, why is it different when we hear our voices on the recording compared to in our head? A, it says because people always compared their voices to their friends. Okay. So when it's a recording, it's more like, well, that's not my voice. You don't really think of it that way. You're just listening to it compared to your friends. When you compare things, basically you take two things that are similar, alike in some way, you put them next to each other, and you notice how they are different or the same as well. For example, if you're looking at two pairs of shoes, you know, you might compare them, the price, the color, the style, and then of course you'll probably buy the one you like most. But before, to compare, you put them next to each other and judge them or look at how they're the same or different. So maybe you're just comparing yourself to your friends' voices.
Okay,
possibly.
Okay. Sounds possible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at option B. B says, because people use high-pitched voices when they're talking with friends.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I really don't believe
that. That never happens.
I know. I'm not saying that's true.
Yeah, that's what a high-pitched voice is. It just means you take the pitch of your voice and it goes up instead of down.
Yeah, I mean, if I talk to myself at home, oh, I'm really hungry, I'm going to go make a sandwich.
You talk to yourself at home?
Well, if I did, it would be weird if I was talking to myself at home, but then I call you, hey, Joe, how's it going? I'm going to make myself a sandwich. That was a really good talk on the phone with Joe I just had.
I do know people
that
who
would
do,
be weird.
I know people who change the tone of their voice.
Really?
I had a friend in high school.
Huh.
When he'd be talking with his friends, he'd have kind of like a higher pitch voice, and then all of a sudden he'd call a girl on the phone, and
hey,
his voice would go down.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing,
hey, babe? This is Dave.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I only do that when I want something from someone on the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you make your voice what more
powerful?
Yes.
Hello, this is Mike. I really want to get a restaurant reservation.
I'm someone you don't say no to.
I'm famous and powerful.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but you do it anyway.
I feel good.
Okay, that sounds possible, too.
All right.
So we have two possible options that I'm not quite sure.
I don't really like them.
Let's see what C is.
Okay, C says, because people usually hear their voices vibrating inside their own heads.
Are they saying my head is empty?
They said your head is empty and it's vibrating.
How dare you?
It's shaking back and forth very quickly. Vibrate is basically to shake back and forth. For example, if you're in a car and the car is off, it will feel very still. But if someone gets in and turns on the engine, even if you're not driving or moving, it'll still shake a little bit because the motor is moving, so it shakes the car. That slight shaking feeling is to vibrate, or the feeling is a vibration. And of course, our head does have space inside, right?
Some more than others.
Some more than others. But when you get sick, for example, and you get a cold, right, you get all that stuff inside your nose and head, that's the space that the sound would be vibrating in, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to go with C because I've heard this from singing. They talk about, vibrating sounds within your head to project a certain sound. So
definitely.
I'm going to go with C.
And that's how people, I think, can hear, oh, you have a cold,
right?
They'll notice if you have a cold just because your voice sounds a little different. Well, let's see what the answer it says. It says you're hitting the right note if you chose C.
Ah, there
we go, man.
Bam.
Yeah, all right. So the answer is C, and you're hitting the right note. I like that because when you sing and you sing well, you hit the right note. So it means you're going in the right direction, you're choosing the right options, you've made the right decision if you've picked C. And hitting the right note is a shortcut for you. Interesting. Let's do that, then we'll come back.
Shortcut for you.
What do you want to get for lunch?
You like that Korean barbecue place we went to yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. There were so many delicious dishes. The cooks there really hit all the right notes.
Okay, you must have had a little too much of that Korean rice wine. there wasn't anybody singing there.
I don't mean sing a tune. To hit all the right notes means to say or do something that is suitable for a specific audience or occasion.
All right, so to hit the right note means 恰到好处合时宜。
Yeah, we could go back for lunch and dinner.
You mean lunch or dinner?
Well, actually, I wanted to say breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Aren't you trying to save money?
Yeah.
I don't know that plan would be hitting all the right notes for your wallet.
All right, so the further explanation here says that when we speak, we hear our voices through our own head.
That's right. Bouncing around in those spaces.
Yeah, we hear it vibrating within our own heads, and this makes our voices sound deeper and more resonant.
Okay. True.
So how you're hearing your voice when you speak, it sounds deeper to you than it does to other people.
Right.
And it also sounds more resonant.
Yes.
If something is resonant, it means that it is clear. It is,
and it rings out. It might be heard over a long, long distance.
Yes.
Like a good singer, an opera singer, will have a resonant voice. So they don't even need a microphone, even if you're sitting at the back of the theater. You can hear their voice.
Their voice.
Because it's loud and powerful.
Yeah, it projects.
And it goes very far distances.
So it sounds deeper and more resonant inside your head than it does to other people.
Interesting. I guess we could say that low sounds are more resonant, right? If
than
you've ever been
sounds.
To a concert and someone plays a low sound and it almost shakes your chest, that's the idea we're having here of resonant. It's shaking your chest because of the spaces in your body, just like your voice shakes around inside the spaces in your head. Very cool. When you hear your voice recorded, you hear it how other people do. Wow, so if you really want to hear what you sound like, record yourself. And it likely sounds strange to you.
Yes.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It sounds weird. It sounds wrong. It sounds not like you. That's because the version of a person's voice they hear most often becomes the one they prefer.
Oh.
Okay, so you're always hearing your voice inside your head. I don't know a lot of people who record themselves so frequently that they hear the recording more than their
That's
own
true.
Voice.
Yeah.
So, of course, you prefer the one that you hear the most often.
Mm-hmm.
To prefer one thing over another means you like one thing more than another thing. I prefer apples to oranges, for example. It just means I like apples more than I like oranges. So you prefer the version of your voice that you hear in your head. And when you hear the recording, you don't like it because it doesn't sound like you think you sound.
It's strange to you. Right. And it's called, it says, this is called the mere exposure effect. That's what scientists would term it, the mere exposure effect. Luckily, though, this means that the people around you, they probably prefer your voice as they hear it. So don't worry if you don't like the sound of your recorded voice. Other people are totally used to it. And if somehow they could get into your head and hear your voice the way you hear it, they would think, that's not you. That sounds very strange. It's very low and different from your true voice.
Yeah, I hear my voice on recording.
It's true.
Somewhat often, and I never like it.
No?
No, because I don't think it sounds like me. It
definitely sounds
That's not
weird.
What I'm supposed to sound like. And you get it when you're on videos and when you're on audio recordings.
Yeah.
And I actually prefer not to listen to those.
Oh, really?
I don't know about you.
It takes some getting used to. You just sort of have to go, okay, well, that's what my voice sounds like. But I remember as a kid, one of my friends, we had a tape recorder.
Yep.
And we had so much fun just recording our voices and playing it back and then watching the friend's face going, that's not what I sound like. And we were all like, yeah, that's exactly what you sound like.
And so nobody really ever believes it.
No, it really is an interesting interesting scientific experiment to do.
You can try this out on your... If you've never done this before, you can try recording your own voice and just listen back to it and just see how different it is from your perception or what you think your voice is supposed to sound like.
There you go.
We don't have tape recorders anymore.
No.
I used to have one, too.
Yeah.
I used to record, like, songs when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and even when I, even back then, I was only like 5 years old when I started recording my first songs on a little tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought it was me.
No.
After it. I thought there were little goblins or something inside the machine.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That had changed my voice.
Oh, interesting.
I don't believe in tape recorder goblins anymore.
No. But you could use your smartphone, right? They have a voice memo on your smartphone. You could pull it out and record it. It might also be interesting to make your voice lower so that it sounds like your voice.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I guess you could.
That's cheating.
You could
can't
call that
do that. You got to do it naturally, just like you're having a conversation with a friend.
Mm.
Well, we're almost out of time for today. Before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, both Mike and I, we've had experience with hearing our recorded voices before, either on video recordings or audio recordings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, what's your usual response when you hear your own recorded voice? Tears?
Tears?
Is it tears?
No, it used to be tears of laughter.
Okay.
Like I said, as a kid, it was great fun to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because, you know, this is kind of our job, I notice other things. I've noticed, for example, the microphone that you record with, it makes a huge difference.
That's true.
You wouldn't really think about it. You'd think that, well, these machines are made to record sound and voices and stuff. They're all kind of the same, right? No, they're very different. And in fact, you can spend a lot of money on a microphone or less, but that doesn't always make the difference. Sometimes the microphones just sound good. Sometimes they don't. So I notice some of those other smaller things now, because it is something we've done a lot, heard our own recorded voices, but it never sounds like you.
No.
It never really does.
The speakers that you listen to it through, that also makes a difference too. You might have good high quality speakers, and they might make your voice sound better or worse depending on the quality there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you. Whenever I hear my own voice, well, I guess for me, I don't really enjoy it. I don't like it.
No.
I find it kind of embarrassing.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Unless I'm by myself, then it's no big deal. But if I'm listening to it with other people, I'm just kind of like,
is that what I sound like?
Let's put on the radio. Let's listen to something else. I don't want to listen to this anymore. So I guess for me, the main thing is embarrassment.
Okay.
For some reason. Even though I've done it a lot,
I
still don't enjoy it.
No.
I'm not like, hey, let's listen to me.
Right.
Let's listen to my voice.
That would be strange. And, you know, it would be sort of like watching yourself walk around all day.
Yeah.
If you had a camera crew following you and then you watched yourself.
Like on a reality show.
Oh, did I do that? Do I stand that way? It's just, don't do it. Don't bother unless you really want to know.
Don't be like the Kardashians.
No.
Don't get a reality show.
You would feel weird or be weird.
Although they seem to enjoy it.
Well, but they all talk like this.
They do.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if they hear their voices, if they're like, that's not me.
That's what they sound like.
But it is. That is what they sound like all the time.
All
right. Well, that's our For You Chat for today. You guys can have a chat about how you feel when you hear your recorded voice as well. We're out of time. So for English For You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Fun facts. Your friend is showing you a funny video she took of you. It's cute, but you can't help but notice how odd your voice sounds. Why does your recorded voice sound so different from what you expected? A. Because people always compare their voices to their friends. B. Because people use high-pitched voices when they're talking with friends. C. Because people usually hear their voices vibrating inside their own heads. You're hitting the right note if you chose C. When we speak, we hear our voices through our own heads. This makes our voices sound deeper and more resonant. When you hear your voice recorded, you hear it how other people do. It likely sounds strange to you. That's because the version of a person's voice they hear most often becomes the one they prefer. This is called the mirror exposure effect. Luckily, though, this means that the people around you probably prefer your voice as they hear it.
Vocabulary Review.
Odd. In Picasso's time, many people thought his paintings were very odd. Record. The singer just recorded the first song of her latest album. Expect. The father told his children that he expected their rooms to be clean. Compare. Shakespeare compared a woman to a summer's day. Prefer. Adam prefers to wake up early on weekends.